It's just me, y'all, and this week in episode 92, I am talking about self-care and what exactly it has to do with our money. Welcome to the Her Money Matters podcast, the preferred podcast by many women across the globe to help you take control of your finances. Join me, Jen Hempel, a motivational money coach and your host, each week as I share with you practical, simple money insights and real life stories by women like you. Let's do it. Hello there. I'm excited to have you here, whether you're back or whether it's your first time being here. I am excited regardless and definitely grateful that you are here, as I know you have thousands and thousands of podcasts to choose from. So it's an honor to have you here. Now, we are one episode away from ending the first season of the year. And the very last episode of this season is episode 93, which is next week. And we will be back with all fresh new episodes on April 6th. So I want to make sure that you're aware of that, so you're not wondering on March 23rd, what happened? Why isn't there a new episode? Well, we'll be taking a break. What you can do in the meanwhile, if you haven't done so already, is join us over in the community at jenhempel.com/community so you can get in there, connect with others, engage in conversations, connect with me, because I would love to connect with you. And during that break, we'll be, in addition to our normal conversations, we'll have some fun prompts for the break just to keep you motivated and in action with your money journey. Now, today's topic is about self-care, and you're probably thinking, why is she talking about self-care? What in the world does that have to do with our money? So it's been on my brain a lot, just because it's something that I've been working on, because it's something that I've struggled with. If you're probably like me, you go and go and go and go, and you don't necessarily take care of yourself. Maybe you do to some extent, but I've come to realize, and maybe I'm slower than others, and maybe other people have realized, but really self-care is a part of what you need to really be successful with your money. A lot more than you think. It's something that we don't talk about as part of money, as our money picture, as part of the holistic picture of what you need to work on through your money journey. But it really, really is important. So in today's episode, we're going to learn about what it is, what self-care is, and why it doesn't have to be complicated. So if you're thinking you have to be meditating or those type of things, there's so many different ways of doing this self-care. What role it plays with our money. So I'm definitely going to share with you what exactly I mean by that. I'm also going to share with you a time hack that I discovered recently, and it has worked like a charm, especially with self-care. We don't do it because we quote unquote don't have time, right? And how exactly self-care feeds into our mindset, because that is super, super important. Before we get into all that, I want to do my weekly shout out. And this week's shout out goes to Tanil, which I love that name. And Tanil, I hope that I am pronouncing your name correctly. So Tanil is a busy mom of three who has been looking to improve and conquer the fear she has around money. I know joining a community such as ours, where maybe you know no one, and on top of that, we're having money conversations, which can be maybe a tad bit, maybe it can be scary for you. She just jumped in and has been such a nice addition to that supportive culture that we have in there. I mean, I love our community and how supportive it is. So thank you, Tanil, for being a part of this, and keep pressing with your goals. Now, to today's topic. So bear with me. I will share with you what exactly self-care has to do with our money. But first, let's talk about what it is and the different types of self-care. But because, believe it or not, there's different types, right? So self-care really is just identifying the needs and taking care of those needs. Like the name says, it's care done by you, self-care. It can't be done by anyone else. And there's a reason for that, right? There's that inner work and care that no one else can do for you, right? And self-care, in my opinion, I think it just helps maintain that joy in your life. Not that if you don't do self-care, you're going to be depressed and moody all the time, but self-care is going to uplift you. And I think it's super helpful. There are three types of self-care. There's the mind, the body, and the soul. And I'm going to link up this article that I found, which is super helpful. It's done by Tiny Buddha. I don't know if you've heard of that website, but in that blog post, they share 45 simple self-care practices that I think you definitely should check out. And they involve from just goofing off, which I can definitely do, changing that monotone driving route that you take the same way every single time and you just kind of do it on autopilot, to starting a compliments file, to decluttering. I know sometimes I don't think that decluttering does anything, but when I actually do it, it just feels good. To unplugging, getting some sun, maybe helping someone, just laying back on the grass and looking at the clouds. There's just so many options. It doesn't have to consume a lot of time. It's just a matter of taking some time for you to really disconnecting from the craziness and the chaotic world that we live in and the go, go, go that you do, I think is just super helpful. And of course, being a woman, we put everyone needs before our own. So taking a few minutes out of the day for you can make such a difference. And I hope if you are one that does this, please share in the group. Because I know it doesn't have to be complicated. In that blog post that I'm linking up in the show notes has so many different examples. So what does self-care have to do with our money? What in the world? I mean, why am I even bringing this up? So I want you to think to having an overwhelming day. I mean, I know you're probably familiar with that. If you have no clue how that feels, please talk to me. I know every one of us has had an overwhelming day where you're tired, your brain is fried, where you're just going through the motions, but you feel like you're really not there. You know what I'm talking about, right? Where you're just kind of going through and you're just like feeling like you're there, but you're not there. Then you realize it's dinner time and you aren't feeling like cooking. Or maybe you have some leftovers that you know you can easily warm up, but you're not even feeling like eating like those leftovers. They just don't sound good anymore. So instead you get online and you order some pizza because it's just the easiest thing to do, even though that may or may not put you over what you plan to spend. But at that time, you're so tired, you don't even care, right? I'm sure you've probably been in the scenario, maybe not with the pizza, maybe with something else. So let's take that same scenario. So let's go back to that day. We don't change a thing. It's going to be still overwhelming. You're going to be tired. Your brain's going to be fried. You're going through the motions. But we do add one thing. And that one thing, as you probably have guessed, is self-care. So maybe you can do that simple self-care action can be done before that decision that you make on dinner. It can be disconnecting, like maybe taking a nap just out of the blue, and it's completely okay, even though it's wasn't planned. Like I said, goofing off. It can be a thing, playing with your kids. If you've got kids, going for a walk, going for some sun, breaking that routine of go, 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 right? I know you're familiar with that. So if you took enough time to do this, like I said, it doesn't have to be a long, long time, but if you were intentional about it and really took enough time, chances are high that you won't spend that money on that pizza, that you will do like maybe some cooking or that you will warm up those leftovers, right? Now, if you're like me, you may be finding yourself saying, well, an added thing to my list to do self-care. I don't have time as it is. Now, I'm definitely guilty here of saying I don't have time. And so recently, a little hack that I learned to get around that is I heard it from Rachel Luna, who I'm excited to have on the podcast in the near future. And she has this affirmation and it goes like this. Time bends for me. When I take the time I need, I get the time I want. Now, if you aren't like, I can't say I'm this woo-woo type person, but I do like affirmations. I do like some of these things. So if you feel weird saying it out loud, just write it down and read it. But I've been having that phrase in front of me and it has worked like a charm. I have used this. I have found it super, super helpful because there's times when the boys get home, I'm not done with what I quote unquote decided I needed to get done, right? So the boys get home, I need to take them to lessons, to their practices, whatever it is for that day, feed them. And I know myself that at night, about 7 o'clock, my body starts shutting down. I don't do my best work at that time, but stubborn me, I ignore it and I press forward anyways. But the crazy thing is I press forward, I sit there at the computer, try to type, work on whatever it is that I'm working, and I'm not very productive. I still don't get it done. Or if I get it done, it takes me hours and hours. But if I take that time to take care of me and give myself that grace that I can get that done tomorrow and the next day, I have found if I think of that phrase, time bends for me, when I take the time I need, I get the time I want. I have found that I wait till the next day, I tackle that task and I get it done more quickly, efficiently, and it just gets done well. So just a time hack there for you, because I can't express how useful those words have been for me. And I wanted to share that with you because if you're thinking, oh, self-care is just another thing to add to my list, just think of that. Think of self-care as something that you're doing for you, for sure, right? To take care of you. But in the process of taking care of you, it's for being a better person. And when you're a better person, you're going to be a better person, not just for you, but for those around you. So think about in terms of taking care of you, but also the whole picture of your family and who you're surrounded with, right? Now, the other thing to consider with self-care, besides what it has to do with our money, is also how it plays into our mindset. And you know how big I am about mindset and our money. So I want you to imagine being, of course, stressed, overwhelmed, and tired, and not practicing self-care. Okay, so we're going to imagine that. And can you see when you're stressed, just overwhelmed and tired, can you see how this will either make you have worse thoughts as far as mindset about money, or maybe your thoughts about money can become stagnant, where it's those thoughts of we can't afford this are just become stagnant and is just something that stays on your mind. Especially when you're stressed and overwhelmed, you're going to be thinking those thoughts, right? But if you put self-care into the mix, if you take some time for you, if you take some time to just completely disconnect from the chaotic day that you're having, whether maybe you meditate or maybe you just lay in the grass and look at the clouds, whatever that is for you, like I said, there is a whole list of 45 options and you may have some others that you can take and try those out. Can you see how that can help your mindset be in a better place, right? I'm sure you can see that. That will definitely be helpful. And I strongly feel that trying to improve your money mindset, if that's something that you're doing presently because you've seen how important it is for your money journey, trying to do this without self-care is like moving in an uphill battle. So I want you just to consider that as another factor as to why you should really put self-care into your daily routine. And again, it doesn't have to take a lot of time. So that is what I wanted to share with you. So I wanted to challenge you with two things. I wanted to end this by challenging you with two things. One, I want you to just think back to last week, just the last 7 days or so, and write down what self-care things you have already done for yourself. And chances are you might already be doing some things, right? So acknowledge those. Really know what are you doing right now to do for that's considered self-care. And think about how did that last week, whether you had some self-care or you didn't, how did that affect your financial decisions in the past 7 days? Just be honest with yourself. It's just a simple exercise to just think about. And then the second part of this, I want you to write down a list of 10 to 20 self-care things that you can do, things that would excite you. I mean, don't force yourself to do something you don't want to do. So take a look at the list. Maybe you already have some things in mind. And again, I'll have that blog post in the show notes. And write those things, 10 to 20, I challenge you, 10 to 20, and have it handy. So therefore, if there's a day that you're feeling stressed and you can't think of what you're going to do, or you kind of forget that you need to do these things, you can take a look at that list. And it's just an easy thing instead of having to think on a really tired brain. Okay. So I challenge to do this. I challenge to implement self-care daily. See what that does for you over the course of the next weeks, and let us know, report in, let us know in their community. How has that affected? What have you seen? What observations have you made? But really just be honest with yourself there as well, and be intentional with the self-care and do it. Do it. You don't lose anything by trying it, right? So that is it. That is a wrap for today. Next week, we'll be talking to Tanya Reinheer. And Tanya is actually a recommendation from one of our community members, Danielle. So thank you, Danielle, for recommending us. She is amazing. She was a complete blast to talk to. And she will be talking all about money mindset. So check that out. That'll be episode 93. And again, that will be the last episode for this season. And having said that she was a recommendation, if you have any guests that you want me to interview, please, by all means, let me know. You can email me at support@jenhemphill.com. So that is a complete wrap for today. Thank you so much for taking time out of your busy schedule to tune into the show. You can check out the show notes over at jenhemphill.com/92. So we will chat again next week, and thanks for tuning in.